I'm trying to listen your thoughts. I'm training my ears since childhood, I guess. So this way, I guess the sound in general is where I'm basically get all my inspirations, and then I transform them in forms. As Viestert Skylitz told already, that my education is more based on visual art, except I was studying for 7 years playing violoncello and finish with, I guess, many years ago when I was fed up and slid down in the winter on my cello, so it was my first sound performance. The topic of next 30 minutes will be sound in my art practice. So I should, I guess, apologize to those who are expecting to hear some terms or great words, names. So I will more concentrate or just on my work and my experience. My experience working with sound and the use of sound in my work, I would like to divide into several stages, but includes hearing and how I understand the meaning of heard. Then goes the next step to the audience, and if I'm very lucky, then this comes back to me. feedback and I would like to explain, as I said, with few examples. And basically, there's a strong desire to explore and understand. I listen carefully to hear an answer to my questions, and it seems that the sound is first what attracts my attention. And as I said already, and there's one sound which doesn't leave me 24/7 is my thoughts, which I could say as a its sound. So this is the way how I work. I'm interested to work in the present and immediately turn these sounds to the form and carefully observing the present might seem to I have a chance of to sense the future, and then I kind of thinking that the future somehow affects the past. This was, I guess, this how came the or the ground of my work, Breathing for Prohibited, where I tried to fill the room with the thoughts. So I encourage my brothers and sisters to sit at the twilight in a room, empty room, and think the thoughts which have never been expressed. And they were sitting until it gets very dark, and so it's merged with the darkness, the person, and the viewer can see just the black screen and listen to the, I would say, thoughts or sounds in that room. So I will try to. This piece is very, very long, so it's approximately 30 minutes, but that would fill all my time, so I switch to the next one. And exactly after this work, Viestets Galitz called me as put me in this stage for where is this called sound art, and I was the next piece is when I was wondering what happens when the things get named, or if we call it in a exact name. So this how the starting point for this work is an old Latvian legend that I remember from my childhood. This legend includes past, present and future. I merge memories, traditional stories and facts to create the magical telling of flying lake that once floated above village. It was said that if the name of this lake will be pronounced, it would fall down and cover the village. And this is what happened. It was a story about that everyone has his own lake, what calls their true name. And I will give an example and explain more about peace. This is triangle, and unfortunately I don't have a sound example. Inside of the triangle there is two water containers and water pumps. By pumping the water from one container to other, it shifts from one side to another side. And just at the very bottom of the triangle, there's a little bit of water. But in that way, I was trying to give a feeling for audience or viewer of the lake from that legend, all this. So, and more and more I choose very simple forms, also which comes from, I've always been interested in this legends, mysterious stories, and unseen secrets, and these triangles, squares and rounds have all this symbol meaning, and the simple form allows me to add more detailed sound and to make this object alive and moving. And the next part of this piece, how I said, the legend has this past, present, and future. So I also developed three parts of the work. For that, I will give also a sound example. This happened in Berlin, in residency. I was happy being invited by Carsten. And the space immediately told me what to do, so I developed the next stage of this legend, where this lake is above. So I built five Sphinx, and in that form is built speakers. The Sphinx start to move step by step, gets very intense, and when this the speakers has a sound of lady, very old lady from that village where this legend comes. And when the lady tells exact name Butnik, the name of lake, the motor which moves the Sphinx stops, and it's start to get calm again. And when it stops completely, then again it goes as a loop on and on. Example of just short time, because it's again very like again approximately 20 minutes.
Ne tikai pils, bet arī baznīca otrā pusē. taisnī brīdī, kad baznīca svan, tā nāk atkal lielais ūdens pa gaisa, šņāgdam un noslīcina rāgdam pili, noslīcina baznīcu rāgdam. Ticiet, neticiet, tas tā ir burvība, tas ir tur, kāds noburts, tas ir noburts, mēs tur augšā, tur tu tas ticiet, burt, neticiet, tas ir noburts, burt, tur augšā, burt, 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 burt.
I would say in my works, I guess I'm more, there's two kind of, one is where object creates sounds by itself, and then there's some where I record the sound, and playing through the speakers. And also, I would say, to contrast what I'm interested in, complete silence, if it's possible, and unrest, and how it springs to one to us, and what is in the middle, and the strong movement of these two contrasts, which creates kind of middle, and which makes a movement. And when it moves, it seems like, observing this thing that it's alive. Basically, in my work, I'm trying to make a simple forms, but with the sound to present a lot of emotions. And through that, I would give an example which is quite charged with emotions, is Season Sorrow. Sorry, again I will cut because it's, again, very long. If you don't mind, I will quickly jump through. This how it looked in as an installation, a small room, and 12 speakers on, built in the floor. In for each person, which is buried in the snow, was a recorded separate track of sound. And the sound basically is this snowing, coldness, and breathing in the cold. An image, so is almost nothing really changed, just a wild shot and portraits of people. In that piece, I guess also I tried to find the sound, how sounds these kind of emotions as a patient, also coldness and searching for these kind of expressions. And if I have some still time, do I? One of the pieces where I'm trying to sweep away thoughts, or how to say, to hear. Plays also constantly. If some other previous works was starting with silence and finishing with silence, then this is playing for hours and hours. And it's called Diameter 761, where I try to measure the room with sweeping microphone. And what I wanted to say, as a conclusion I will try to make. So as I said, that I carefully observing things and listening to them. And I have this example I was sitting in my studio and my violoncello, so the strings of violoncello got loose immediately and fast, like with a very nice sound. And after 3 days, big coldness came, minus 30. So this is basically what I'm doing. So I'm observing and trying to understand what it says. Thank you.